All right, we are here in the Corner Lounge visiting today with Morwen Alasco and J-Pun. Big CD release party tonight at Live Arts. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Very excited about tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Yes, we love having you in, and I love the poster here for the show. A couple of turtles with instruments looking like they're having a great time, and y'all are celebrating the CD release, not only with this brand new CD that we'll talk about and hear some songs from in a moment, but you're doing posters with the turtles on them as well. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and this was a design that was illustrated by Morwenna's dad, Thomas Lasco, after the artist in Germany, Heinrich Kley. So it's a really neat design, and we always break for turtles when we're driving through the country, so we got to save them, you know?
Exactly.
Didn't you save one the other day?
I did.
Always feels good to save a turtle.
Just happened to see it on the side of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, let's just get right into a track off of the album. Now, you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation, or what's the story behind, is it Kyoja?
You got it.
Kyoja Beat.
Kyoja
That's
Beat.
Right,
is the
yep.
new CD. And how did you come upon that particular title?
Well, I was looking through Johnny's Selected Seed catalog and thinking about, you know, what types of vegetables to grow in my garden. And, of course, I've got Kyoja beets growing in my garden. And I thought, gosh, that would be such a cool name for one of the tunes that I was writing at that time. So that kind of became the title track. And for those of you who don't know, those beets are like an heirloom variety that are not like a real red beet. They're actually white, and they've got red like candy stripes through them, and they're really tasty. And it's also a province in Italy. Tapping into my Italian roots with that one.
Nice. Multifaceted meaning. And Be Loose, I think, is the one we're going to play here, featuring Ezra Hamilton. And y'all had a few different guest artists on this new album. How did this collaboration come about?
Well, Ezra's a longtime friend of ours, and when he was in Charlottesville, he was doing his own project, The Hamiltons, but he moved away probably about 2 years ago up to West Virginia, where he's from, and we had a gig up there, so randomly we brought our recording gear and recorded them just in someone's random apartment, which was really neat because it kind of shows how we made this album. It's a culmination of different projects in people's studios, as well as our homes, our teaching studio, and places in West Virginia. But Ezra is featured on this track, and he really made it whole, so we're happy to have him on this one.
Nice. On location, recording Ezra Hamilton here to be a part of Be Loose. It's Morwen Alasco and J-Pun here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. All right, it's Morwen Alasco and J-Pun. The new CD is out. Well, the CD release party is tonight. It will be out tonight. And then where can folks pick it up? Can they go to your website and get all kinds of details? And
yeah, everyone can check out our website, which is mojamusic.net. That's M-O-J-A music.net. And we just started a new CD baby, so that should be up and running, as well as iTunes. The first time we're doing iTunes, we always love doing the artwork in our CD, so we hope you all can pick the actual physical copy, but for everyone that needs to download it, can pick one up at iTunes. Other outlets, maybe in Charlottesville, at Sidetracks as well. Definitely go there, support local radio and record stores.
Yeah, definitely. And y'all are going to do one for us here in the Corner Lounge today. And I think you've got Machine Gun ready to go. What's the story behind this song?
This is a tune that was inspired by a special boat shop that, I must say, I spent several hours in a very dark room trying to get my bow to ricochet across the strings naturally to do this triplet sound. And after several hours of doing it, and then the moment that it actually clicked, this tune kind of came out of it. And it kind of sounds like you're locking and loading a machine gun, or maybe when it shoots off. I don't know. It's a very dismal thought, maybe, but for the tune, I mean, the name really does suit it.
You shoot a lot of guns.
I do not shoot guns, but, you know.
All right, here we go with Morwen Alasco and J-Pun in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
Thank you.
It's 1061 The Corner, awesome stuff. Machine Gun, The Corner Lounge version. You can get the CD version on the new Chioga. Oh, man, I'm already messing up. How do you say it again?
Kioja.
Kioja Beat.
You got to get in touch with your Italian roots. Do you have any?
I failed Italian in college, actually, honestly. Anyway, enough about my college failings. And we're here with Morwen Alasco and Jay Pun. I was going to ask you all about, how does it work? Do you bring in a riff and then you kind of play off it, J-Pun, or is it just kind of dependent song to song?
Well, yeah, I mean, we both, we do a lot of writing separately, and then we'll come together and that's when things start to take shape. But it's really when you're recording that the real, you know, the form of the tune kind of starts to show its face, and the tune really evolves and kind of morphs into this really neat thing that you don't even realize is going to be what, you know, it is. Like, some of the solos that start to form end up being solos that you're always going to play because they just sound really cool. You know, they just write themselves.
I think for us, too, it's a little bit different than maybe a singer-songwriter or a rock band where we don't follow that exact same formula. It's really, I wouldn't say it's experimental, but we are very open to improv, and then we kind of just bring it, like Morwen said, into the studio. And we can even now with digital, you can move pieces around left and right. So it's like, oh, that worked there, but it could sound even cooler at the end. And then that creates how it's going to be. Sometimes we just whistle a tune. Be Loose was whistled in a grocery store in Nobleboro, Maine. So, and that's how we came up with it. And then she started whistling the second part, and then we wrote it. And then Ezra wrote his part. It's, you know, one of these things that's really special for us because, you know, we're not trying to be any specific way. We just are. And I keep on stressing that to people that, you know, some people say to us, you should do this, you should do that. Well, we're happy doing what we do, and that's naturally what comes out. And I think that's the most important.
Yeah, staying true to kind of your own muse sort of thing. I see what you're saying, definitely. And it seems interesting to me that y'all are, like you just put on display, you're so good as a live act. And like you say, the improv element is definitely there. Is when you get in a recording studio environment, is it tempting or almost too tempting in a bad way to like keep layering on parts and more parts and effects? And do you kind of have the essence of the song that you want in your mind to begin with? And then you try to make that happen?
It really varies with from tune to tune. Some of the tunes are just kind of like, okay, well, that's perfect the way it is. Mm-hmm. But then there may be another tune where it's like we're listening back to it and we're like, oh, wow, that would sound so cool with tabla, you know, and then we'll put tabla. And then with the tabla after that, it's like, oh, well, tambora. We should have that too, just kind of droning throughout. So then, you know, that comes in. And I think it's also like when you start layering and using effects too, you have to listen to it and really live with it until you really can tell whether or not, okay, that's just way too much, you know? And I think for the most part, we're pretty tasteful with that. You don't want it to be overkill.
Right.
Know?
I think one other thing is that whenever we try to record and do a full band thing like that, when we come back to playing live, I don't think it matters that we're just a duo. Sometimes we have people play with us. For instance, tonight we're going to have a couple of special guests, maybe more than a couple. But I think that's the type of thing that you can just still feel the full energy of what we do, no matter what form it's in, whether it's full band, duo, trio. And we're going to just keep on doing it the same way. If we record a bunch, well, that's going to be the CD. But I think you'll still get the same feeling if you see us live.
Yeah, totally. And I love that aspect, too, where you can there. It is two distinct experiences where a lot of bands, you will go see them live and they play the songs just like they are on the CD. And that to me is kind of defeats the purpose mm-hmm. of playing live. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that about your band. And did you want to mention maybe the other guests besides Ezra on the new CD as well?
Sure. We have actually a lot of guests. But if you look on the back of the CD, there's a couple features, and I'll leave some surprise for everyone. But the three main guests are Ezra on vocals on Be Loose. We also have my former guitar teacher, world-renowned artist Pierre Bensouzan on a track. And then we also have Rashawn Ross, who is the trumpet player for Dave Matthews Band, on one of the last tracks.
And then my dad, he joins us on a track called Shumba's Tea, and he plays accordion on it. And, you know, that's really special for me because he really kind of inspired me and got me doing different styles of music. I mean, I started with classical technique, of course, but, you know, we played for years together in a group, and it was really cool to have him be a part of this as well.
Very cool, and I think that's the track we're about to play here.
Yeah, Sheba's
nice segue. Yes. So here we go. It's Sheba's Tea from Morwenna Lasco and Jay Pun on 106.1 The Corner. It's Morwenna Lasco and Jay Pun here on 106.1 The Corner from the brand new CD, Kyoja, Beat. I may have to pause in there, which kind of throws off the beat, but as long as I get the pronunciation right. Yes, it's the new CD. The CD release party is tonight at Live Arts, and doors are at 6. Folks should definitely check it out, and thank you all so much for coming in, and we're so proud of you, if I may say that, as far as the local scene goes, and we know you all have just been wanting to get this out for a while, and now it's all, the hard work has come to fruition, and you're here. The CD release party is here. Folks should check it out tonight. Oh, yeah, and one more time on the website.
www.mojamusic.net.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.